So what we're going to try to do today is to give you the pros and cons of me on the landowner perspective, Lisa on the industry perspective, about the major elements that you might find in a solar lease, which I hasten to point out is not exactly the same as what you find in wind. It's a little bit different animal. There's some different challenges from the landowner's perspective. There's some different thresholds you have to cross to decide if you want a solar farm as opposed to a wind farm. And so we'll just lead off, and we're going to go through some of those elements. And then at the end, if you have questions, we'll be happy to try to answer those.
So I'll start off with where I usually start with many clients, which is, you know, they come to me needing a lease form. It seems like in the last few years, solar clients have wanted to know whether they should do a lease or an option to lease. And my strong preference is to do a lease. You know, for whatever reason, solar clients tend to like the option to lease better than a full lease. And I have found that the two primary reasons are, one, they think the option to lease is much faster, and they have some concerns about environmental liability if they were to sign a lease with the landowner. As to that first consideration, speed, an option to lease can be much faster if it's just a very short document that doesn't include all of the lease terms. But if you take that route, you're also taking on a lot of risk. If you look in my paper, I've cite to some cases and give some additional examples. But as to this first factor, speed, yes, it's faster to do a straight option.